On this episode, I'm privileged to be joined by one of the most legendary managers in British football. He spent 50 years in football, managed nearly 1,400 professional games, is the last English boss to win a major trophy, and most importantly, he gave me my debut. Welcome to the podcast, Harry Redknapp. H, thanks for doing this.
Joe, it's a pleasure. I'd do anything for you.
Harry, so people know Harry Redknapp, the manager. I mean, but let's, like, you was, I've done my research, you was a jinky winger as a player.
Yeah.
And you played with Bobby Moore,
yeah.
Who I actually watched the 1966 Cup Final the other day. I'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
And I was like, out of all them great players on the pitch, he stood out. So, how was it for you? What was Harry Redknapp the player like? And what was Bobby like as well?
Oh, Bobby was fantastic, Joe. I was great mates with him. You know, and I went to West Ham at 15. I left school just before I was 15 back in them days.
Yeah.
And I went to West Ham. My first year there, I played in under 15. I know you played in the FA Youth Cup winning team. And that was my first season, you know, as a 15-year-old. We won the FA Youth Cup, beat Liverpool in the final. And Bobby, I don't know, more sort of... He took to me, he liked me, and I spent a lot of time with him, you know. And he was just fantastic guy, great footballer. If you got to watch him play, you'd have come back, you said, well, have a look at this fella, Bobby Moore at West Ham. What's he like? Is he quick? You go, no, he can't run. Good in the air. No, he can't really edit. But, you know, read the game, Joe, just had a football brain. It was just incredible, you know.
A lad from East London like yourself playing for West Ham, that must have been a dream for you.
It was, yeah, but you know what, Joe, I felt you was always under more pressure being local. There was no escaping it. I found that, you know, where I lived, I'd go out and it always Saturday night, if you got beat, it was, you know, it was not, I found it harder really.
Yeah.
Some of the lads would sort of go away from there and go to where they lived, but I think when you was right on top of it all the time, because they're fanatical, them West Ham fans, aren't they?
Yeah.
But it was a great club to go to, Joe. The manager was incredible, Ron Greenwood, you know, and a great coach, and he just produced our own players like we did when I managed you. You know, and we had you lads come through, six of you came through the youth team, all gone to become great players, played for England. It was like that under Ron Greenwood. The three boys who played in the World Cup final all came out of the youth team.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff Martin and Bobby, and then the whole team was really homegrown players.
Yeah.
So it was a great time to be at the club.
Our journey together started, you know, one of the main reasons, and not just saying it because you're here, was I signed for West Ham because of you being a manager. You were Premier League manager of West Ham at the time, and how you made me feel welcome. I remember coming in as like a 12, 13-year-old, and I'd come into the office before the game.
And
you'd be there with your racing post. And there'd be Frank Lampard Sr. And I was like, it was amazing for a 13-year-old. Oh, yeah. Like, and then little touches. And then all the people we had round us, like your Tony Carrs, Jimmy Frith, Peter Braybrook.
Good lads,
you know,
Peter,
God bless him.
Great
guys. And people say to me, what was so great about West Ham for producing great players? Like, they didn't have a great... Didn't have a great training ground or anything.
No.
It was just the people, weren't it?
Yeah, good people. But I remember the first time I saw you play, Joe.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. We turned up and we played Norwich in a game at Chapel Leaf. And you were playing, and you were younger than, it was probably a year or two older than you even. And I stood there with Alan Seeley, who's no longer with us, who scored two goals in the Cup Winners' Cup final, Alan.
Yeah.
Peter Braybrook, Frank. We stood there, not 10 minutes, you were playing, and we're going, who's this kid? What? This is unbelievable. And I ain't saying that because you were the best young player I've ever seen. You were the best schoolboy footballer I've ever seen. I've never seen a kid with your ability who's good as you.
Yeah.
And that day we went, oh my God. And I tell you, and Peter Braybrook said, that's his dad over there. He said, I walked in behind him. He said he was with a couple of his mates. And I think, he said, I don't think we'll get him. He said, every club in England, they all want him. And George had a pair of red shoes on.
Yeah, he liked his
shoes. He had red shoes on.
He was renowned for his shoes.
It was muddy. And I went, oh, no, can we have a chat with his old man? He went, I don't know. He said, look, you know, let's just see how we go with him, you know. And that was it, Joe. Yeah. That was the first time. And I used to go over to Chapel Leaf on a Sunday morning. We'd be playing Arsenal. If you played that day, we'd win, you know.
Yeah.
It was silly. You were that good. Oh. It was frightening.
Quality. I'm glad you mentioned my dad's red shoes.
Yeah.
He was red shoes, blue shoes, suede shoes.
I never forget it. And Peter Braybrook, that's his dad over there with a red. he said he'd come in with a couple of mates, and yeah. I think they said, nah. He said, nah, he ain't coming to West Ham. I think he was a bit, he had every Arsenal and Chelsea, yeah. everybody, you know.
Dad just said to me, and this is where he was brilliant, and because he wasn't a football man, eh?
No.
Because he never played it
no.
or anything. He just said, like, so he said, where, you go where you're most comfortable.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
most comfortable at West Ham.
Yeah.
And that was largely because of what you and how you set up the
yeah.
club back then.
But I had interest. What I did, Joe, Ron Greenwood, when he was a manager, he went every Saturday, he watched a youth team play at Chabalief.
Yeah.
And then before he'd go on to the first team games. And we played in the FA Youth Cup semi-final at Wolverhampton Wanderers, and he came with a youth team that Saturday
yeah.
rather than going with the first team. End of the
right.
season, which, and I used to go to Chabalief every Saturday morning, watch an hour of the first half of the game, 15 minutes second half, jump in my car,
yeah.
head to Upton Park. I loved the kids, was the future of the club.
Yeah.
That's when I bought Jimmy Hampson came
yeah.
in. And then we got you and we got Frank, we got Michael Carrick
yeah.
and Rio and you know
yeah.
Glenn, they all come, Jermaine, they all came through, didn't they? And now I saw that as the future of the club, that we produced our own players. That was
yeah.
the history of West Ham, was about producing players who cared about the club and wanted to play for the club, you know?
Do you think that's still active today in a sense? Do you think Premier League managers should take more, or is the game so, I don't know, in and out so much?
Joe, I think they can take more interest in the kids.
Yeah.
I think when, you know, if you're looking to get good kids, you've got to show that you're interested.
Yeah.
Turn up, watch the kids play, be there. Go.
Yeah.
What's it cost? Go and watch a game Tuesday night at the ground or,
yeah.
you know, or Saturday when you've got time to get there. You might have a Sunday match. Go and watch the kids. Show the parents that you're interested in them. That's the way you're going to get the best kids to come to you.
Yeah.
But it's changed now. They train at a different place, Joe.
Yeah.
See, back in our day, you'd train
yeah.
over there,
yeah.
we'd get an injury or something, and we'd say, oi, send one over, Tony, send one over, the kids
yeah.
over, and you come home and train with the first team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was different. Now you're at another training ground. It's lost that.
Yeah.
And then you was around the senior players.
Yeah.
You know, you was, when
so
I went
important.
There, you're around Bobby, you're around Jeff and Martin Peters, and all every day.
Yeah.
It was very, very different, you know.
Do you remember, well, you might not remember, my first game come on, and looking back now, as from a 40-year-old man's perspective, I was nervous going to play, and you just said to me, who's your favourite player? And at the time, it was Franco Zola, because he was the best player in the league, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And you went, all right, just go on there and play like him.
Yeah.
I went, oh, all right, that's simple to understand. So I went out, and it just sort of like, you know, when your brain starts playing tricks, you, or maybe I'll
yeah.
just, you know, and I just went, oh, just go out and just try and be like Franco. And I went out. I played well,
yeah,
and you know, but like you was brilliant like that with the young players.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just, you knew how to say the right thing at the right time,
yeah,
and just to send us on our way.
Yeah, well, you know, it was, as I say, it was. I think football, Joe, is about confidence, isn't it?
Yeah,
making people, you know, people, whatever job you do in your life, people. If you do an interview today and say, hey, it was good, Joe, well done, mate,
yeah.
brilliant. You
yeah.
love it, we all love
yeah.
it. And I think football's no different, is it? Hey, well played today, you were brilliant. You know.
Yeah.
I remember playing, going to America with Bobby, you know, and we was out in America one night after a game, and I said, Moore, I said, you were amazing. And he played in the game. He was unbelievable out in the state. He said, you know, Harry, all the years I played at West Ham, Ron never said well done
really?
To me. He said, probably because I was a captain, England captain.
Yeah.
He probably thought I didn't need it. He said, but we all need a pat on the back.
Yeah.
We all need a well done. It makes you feel... So, and that was something I thought was important, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely important. Jose was similar to that.
Yeah.
I bumped into him the other day, and I rarely got a well done. Like you'd have to be like something like scored a winner against Man United
yeah,
or Liverpool
yeah.
before he'd even give you a little tap.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's all different
yeah,
ways
yeah,
of managers.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think I'm when I go into it at some point, and I pick your brains constantly when we're chatting. When I go and have a go at it someday, I think I'll be more like how you did it
yeah.
rather than anyone
I think
else.
People respond
and Ancelotti.
To it,
you
yeah.
and Ancelotti are similar.
People respond to that. They, you know,
yeah.
take an interest in people, take an interest in the kids at the club,
ask
them how they're doing. You know, I remember sat to Stevie Gerrard about four when we did a thing one day, and he was doing the kids at Liverpool. I said, take it every day, Stevie, go and have a chat with two or three of the kids,
yeah.
see how their lives are, how they're
yeah.
doing, how's their digs, how
yeah.
things at home. spend it, say, listen, I'm going to do it. You're doing what? I'm going to do a bit of work with you after training on on something. You know, I said, they'll ring their parents up. They'll say, hey, Stevie's had a chat with me today. He likes what I'm doing. He's done a bit extra with me today. And I said, you can make them feel tenfold. You can change their lives, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it seems so simple, but so many managers I know don't do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you played West Ham. West Ham was your club. You managed them to great success. And then it ended, and you ended up at Portsmouth, and you got a promotion, and you put a great team together there as well.
Yeah, my first year at Portsmouth was, I went in there, and I didn't really see it as a job I wanted, Joe, to be truthful. When I went there with Milan Mandrić, I thought, I've got no chance here, really, you know? And he said, oh, if you don't take the job, I'm going to pack it up. I'm going back to Slovenia, whatever. And I took it and looked at the team, and I thought, well, and I signed Paul Merson 2 days before the season started, and he changed everything for me.
Yeah.
He came in, I let him play number 10. I let him have a day off on Monday, maybe even a week. He'd come in Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He lived in the Midlands.
Yeah.
I let him play number 10. Play free, get on the ball, Merce. I built a team around him, really, Joe.
Yeah.
Played with three at the back. I played with two midfield players, and I played Merce in as a spare, you know, a bit like old Berkovic played as well, you know. And he was fantastic for me. He changed everything, really.
Yeah, what do you think of that then? Like, because we played a three at West Ham, and you get, you know, Thomas Tuchel and Antonio Conte coming over, and it's like they've invented tactics when really we were doing that 20-odd years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that make you feel? Do you think English managers get a fair crack
at
it?
No, I don't. I think they're a genius. We played that way at West Ham.
Yeah.
Played, you know, Trevor Sinclair had played there for me for a while as a right wing back, and, you know, that was a system we played. And I went to Portsmouth and played that way all year.
Yeah.
Never changed it. I played with three at the back.
Yeah.
I took a boy called Matty Taylor at left back from Luton,
£50,000,
and he was fantastic. And I played Steve Stone.
Yeah.
Steve Stone, I took from Aston Villa, took him on a free. He bombed up and down the right for me.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So that was a system that we, and I loved that. I like the system. And Conte played that way at Juventus. When he first came to Chelsea, I said he'll play that way, and he never. And they had some bad results early on, a few dicky results. Then he went back to what he'd played there and never looked back, really. They ended up winning the league. And it's a system I like, Joe.
So, talking about great players, our good friend Crouchy, we interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about how important you was for him. He actually said, and I think I get the quote right, he don't think, when you took him, I think the second time, and he said he was in a low point, and he owed a lot to you. I mean, do you take great pride in that? You seem to find a knack of finding players that others didn't want or wasn't working, and you can could build them up. I think that's one of your biggest skills.
Yeah, Crouch, as I say, the chairman, you know, at the time felt that he was a waste of money for £1 million. And then after I had him a year and we sold him for £5.5 million, he said how fantastic he was. And I love Crouch. I met him the other week, Joe. We played, one funny story. I've gone to Southampton, right? Which ain't a clever move from Portsmouth.
Yeah.
They hate each other.
I know.
So I've only been there about 2 weeks. I'm getting pelters now from the Pompey fans. I've left them where they absolutely love me there. And I've gone to Southampton, had a row with Mandrić, walked out, FA Cup draw. Who did we draw? Southampton, Portsmouth. I thought, oh my God, no. Lucky enough, it was at home.
Right.
So we play and there's 10 minutes to go, it's 0-0. We get a penalty. I didn't care who scored, Joe, at that stage. I just didn't want to go back to Portsmouth. I was scared.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't care if they score, we score, someone score. Please, no replay. And we get a penalty. Crouchy picks the ball up. And I'm going, no, not Crouchy. No, no. He said, you didn't exactly fill me with any confidence, Harry, when you were doing that. Well, anyway, he scored. And oh, my God. But no, I love Crouchy. What a boy, you know.
BT Sport Pods. You go back to Portsmouth, and I think that's when you really, how was you feeling when that phone call comes? So you've been at Southampton, and then you go back to Portsmouth. I mean, a lot of people would have think you're mad
I was mad. I've left Portsmouth where I've just got Mandarin a month that month.
Yeah.
Gone to Southampton, getting pelters from the Pompey crowd and I lived on the water down where I live, and they used to come past on fishing boats and all shout abuse at me. There was no escape in the back of my back garden. You Judas, they shout at me. I used to go and run in, I was scared, you know. And so, next thing, I get a phone call. Chelsea play, you play Portsmouth, beat them 4-0 or something. Frank Lampard goes to the games, Frank Senior.
Yeah.
Goes in the book, gets invited in the ballroom after. All he said, Harry, he's on his way home. He said, Harry, I went in the ballroom after the game. Milan Mandrick come over. And I said, struggling, aren't you, Milan? He said, yeah, we're going to get relegated. Frank said, why don't you get Harry back? Nah, he won't. He come back. He don't like me anymore. He said, he won't come back. Frank said, well, why don't you ask him? So Frank rung me. He said, would you go back? I said, yeah. So then, anyway, next night, I'm round Milan's flat in meeting him. I'm sneaking up in his flat to have a meeting with him. Suddenly, I'm gone. I'm back to Portsmouth. Bottom of the league, desperate trouble. Worst team you ever seen. All my players have all been sold.
Yeah.
I've got the worst lot of players. Dejan Stevanovic, who was my captain, great guy. He said, Gaffer, you're mad. Why you come back here?
Yeah.
This is the worst team you've ever seen. Yeah. They've sold everybody. They've brought all poor players in. Anyway, I went out and got three players from Tottenham. Pedro Mendes, Sean Davis, Noe Pamaro.
Yeah.
And a loaner boy called D'Alessandro, who was amazing.
I remember him coming on trial at West Ham.
Yeah.
I don't know if you was there.
I took him there. I wanted to sign him. Genius, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, what a
but
player.
We had, you were there, Joe, and it was like he was similar type of player to you. He's a fantastic footballer, you know?
Yeah.
And I've gone back to... so I go back there, and anyway, we end up first game, we get beat at Villa. The Pompey fans in there got the umps because I went. Judas, you know, I thought, oh my God, this! I could see myself getting relegated, and that would be the end.
What have I done at that point?
Yeah, I thought that would be the end for me.
Yeah.
We get beat 5-1 at Birmingham, who are 6 points in front of us. There's three teams cut adrift. They're fourth from bottom. They're 6 points clear of us and beat us 5.
Oh God.
And then we went on a run. I don't know, it came from somewhere. We went on a run and got 21 points from the last 10 games and stayed up.
Yeah.
Incredible run. But... it was amazing time, you know, and I had a great time there. I loved my time there with Jim Smith, Harry and Jim. Yeah. Used to sing the crowd, and Jim Smith was amazing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look that team playing against it was you that you eventually developed when you got Defoe in the crouch.
Yeah, Lassana Diarra.
What a player he was.
£4 million I paid for him.
Yeah.
From Arsenal.
Yeah.
Sold him. They sold him for £25 million at Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Sully Montari.
Yeah.
Went to Milan from Portsmouth. So, I mean, I had a team, Selvan Distan, Sol Campbell, Glenn Johnson, Jamo in goal.
So winning the FA Cup for a manager and from your era and that must have been a special moment
it
for
was,
you.
It was, Joe, yeah. It was fantastic for me to win the FA Cup, you know. And I had a great time back at Portsmouth. And I turned two or three big... I agreed to take the Newcastle job at that time. And then changed my mind right at the last minute. I was going to go, and I'm happy at Portsmouth, and I decided not to go. Then I got offered the Tottenham job. I went and met Daniel Levy, two nights running around his house, and he was begging me to take the job, and I didn't take it. I said, you've got Martin Yole's done all right. I don't feel it's a good appointment. He hasn't done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It won't be a popular appointment, you know. Let's leave it, and I left it, didn't take it. And then about 18 months later, we came back in. We were playing in Europe at Braga in the UEFA Cup. And I'm sitting on the coach next to Milan Mandrick. My phone goes, it's Daniel Levy. Hello, Harry, Daniel. And I'm sitting next to my chairman. Right? Oh, how you going, mate? All right. He goes, is it all right to talk? I'm going, nah, not really. Nah, just in Braga. Nah, just on the coach with my chairman going back to the airport, you know. Oh, okay. Anyway, I went round his house that night, got back and went round and ended up going back to Tottenham.
I mean, if I remember rightly, H, Tottenham at that time were in a relegation zone.
Yeah.
And really underachieving. What was the first thing you had to do with that group of players?
Give them a bit of belief, Joe. Good players. You know, Gareth Bale hadn't been on a winning team in 28 games or so. Never played on a winning team.
Yeah.
Every time he come on, they didn't win. He'd never been on a winning team, whether he was sub or started.
Yeah.
Luka Modric was the left winger.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to play him central. He said, he can't play there. He'll get murdered. He's not strong enough.
Yeah.
I said, he can play anywhere.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. I stuck him in the middle and pushed Bell from left back to left winger, you know? And we had good players. I was lucky, we had good players, you know? That was the key, really, good players.
Yeah.
Getting the best out of them.
Would you say, H, that was the best team you'd managed?
Yeah.
Tottenham side?
Yeah, good players.
Getting into the Champions League, great nights
in
Milan.
Winning at Man City, beating Man City to qualify up the Champions League was fantastic. Yeah, they were great, good players. Good, and we finished fourth of the year. I lost my job. We finished fourth when Chelsea won the Champions League. They finished sixth and won the Champions League.
Yes, it,
and I went to the game. The worst thing I ever done, Joe.
Oh,
I went to the game with Jamie. He said, come and watch the game. We'd finished fourth.
Yeah.
The only way we could knock is if, I thought they won't win in Munich, Chelsea. They won't beat Munich, you know. Bayern Munich at home. I thought, no, they won't win. I'll go to the game. When I walked out after the game, I walked past all the Chelsea fans and all singing Thursday night, Channel 5, Thursday night, Channel 5. It was horrendous.
You would have given Chelsea fans just the best night ever. So they've just qualified for the Champions League and subsequently knocked Tottenham into the Europa League. Yeah. And then they see the Tottenham manager walking past and they've been on the booze all day.
They gave me pelters. It was brilliant, really, yeah. But no, it was a bad night, Joe, I must have. I went home, went back to the hotel and went straight to bed.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, because, like, Harry, I obviously work for you. I know what the qualities, you know, you manage to, don't manage the amount of games you've done without being outstanding at the job that you do. And it was only then I thought that people started really sort of giving you, putting a respect on your name as a manager that you deserve. And then the England thing comes calling. And then this was 2012, right? Yeah. Just before 2012, because I think Fabio had walked away.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I hadn't played for England since 2010. Didn't happen for me with Fabio. 2010 World Cup. I hadn't played for 18 months. But I'd been in... And then, I don't know if you remember this, but I bumped into you in a restaurant, Smith's.
Yeah, in Smith's Treasury.
I was playing in France, but we had a day off.
Yes,
and it was a talk about when you were going to become England manager. Mm. And I don't know if this story's come out or anything. And we... But... You thought you had the job.
Yeah,
didn't you?
You
had the job. I remember you telling me, I think I'm going to get the job.
Yeah.
And you're going to be back in, Joe.
Because
you come over to watch me in France. Well,
yeah,
he's watching Hazard.
Yeah,
I think you said, I know you've been playing well, back to performing. And I was thinking, what a meal this is. I've come out and the new England manager's told me I'm going to be back.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went back to the table. You come and spoke to me mum and dad and... I think we had a glass of champagne celebrating.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning.
I know.
And it was Roy who got the job.
The job. I know.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no, everybody was ringing me from people from the FA, the League Managers Association, just said, look, you got the job, Harry, it's your job, you know.
Mm.
And my decision then was, do I start Tottenham, where I had a good team, or do I take the England job, you know? And in the end, it didn't happen.
Mm.
And... So it was, and at the end of the season, I lost my job as Tottenham manager and finished fourth.
Incredible.
You know, it wasn't like I'd had a disastrous season or anything. We should have finished third. Arsenal beat us by, I think, 1 point in the end for third place, but we finished fourth, Champions League, but then Chelsea winning it, we didn't qualify, so.
Yeah. Was that a regret? Not managing. Not regret,
I would love to have done it.
I think you've been perfect.
I'd love to have done it, Joe. Yeah, it would have been a great opportunity for me. You know, it was. But at least, you know, listen, I've been lucky, Joe. I've managed so many good teams, good clubs, good players. You know, people say to me, you would pick a team. I mean, I could pick a team. Where'd you go? I went, well, I played three at the back, Ledley King, Rio Ferdinand, and Sol Campbell. I think, I don't think I need anyone else, do you? You know, imagine them three together.
Yeah.
Monsters, pace, billet, everything.
Yeah.
Imagine picking your best team, you know, Stuart Pearce at left back.
Yeah.
Imagine him.
Ashley Cole.
Ashley, I didn't manage Ashley, no.
No,
I missed Ashley, no.
Yeah.
I tried to sign him actually at Birmingham, Ashley, at the end.
Yeah. Harry, great talking to you. I've got some quick fire questions for you. You could not one word, you can elaborate a little bit,
Joe.
But we'll go on. This is a good one, this. If you had to bet your life on someone to score a penalty, who would you have to take it?
Any era. Oh, Matt Letizier.
If there's one moment you could go back in your career and change, what would it be?
Oh, my God. There's been a few, I would think, Joe, actually. Probably writing something nasty about Terry Brown, the West Ham chairman at the time, in a fanzine.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, even worse, he read. And that was probably the end of me there.
Is that what West Ham?
Probably,
What one moment of your career and a player and then manager, would you go back and relive? For player or manager? What?
I think, you know, making your debut is always a special journey. I played in the youth team on the Saturday. On the Monday night, I was in the first team against Sunderland.
Yeah.
So, you know, making your debut is always special. And the first team got beat on the Saturday. They played Saturday and Monday in them days. Yeah. Got beat 3-0 away from home. Ron Green would change the team. And I played Saturday at Chapel Leaf, and Monday I played. So making your debut is always a special day, isn't it?
What would you have been if you weren't a footballer? I think I've heard you answer this before.
I'd have worked in the docks.
Yeah.
With my dad, yeah. That was the only chance. I had no other... No, completely uneducated, Joe, unfortunately. Yeah. And that my dad worked in the docks all his life. My uncles, my granddads, everybody were just all dockers in the East End, you know.
Harry, you'd have started in the docks. You'd have ended up running the docks. Don't worry about that.
I'd end up owning a shipping company or something.
Export and import. Harry Redknapp, you'd have been all right. What's the best atmosphere you've ever witnessed?
Oh, but dear. I always think going to Anfield, Joe.
Yeah.
I think there's nowhere like going to Anfield. The crowd, when they sing, I mean, you know, you never walk alone. It just makes the air stand. You played there.
Yeah.
Make the air stand up in the back of your neck, doesn't it? It's just incredible.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I concur. Semi-final of the Champions League, the first one we played at, that was pretty special.
Yeah. Amazing.
Who's the best player you've ever managed?
Difficult, really. Gareth Bale was fantastic in that spell where I had him. Yeah. He was just unplayable, Joe. He's picking up, running 90 yards with the ball, murdering people. You know, just no one could stop him, could they? Luka Modric was a great footballer.
Yes.
He was up my... I loved him. He was special, Joe. I love Luka. Probably, you know, Luka was... I loved the way he played and, you know... He had eyes in the back of his head, didn't he? Yeah. Vision and...
Yeah. Five Champions League.
Get on the ball, make it... Yeah, I love Luka.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd put Luka slightly above Gareth, but I love him.
This
is an interesting one. Best player you've ever managed against?
Oh, against?
Have you ever looked at a team and thought... And looked at your coaching staff, looked at Bondi and thought to yourself, how are we going to stop him?
I think there's been some good players. Or Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, what a player he was.
I remember.
Oh my God.
I remember Glenn Roeder. We done like a video of who we're playing against, and it was like petrifying the back four. And I'll see Christian Daly and Ian Pearce and everyone looking at him. And the lads are looking for Glenn for guidance. And he's gone, when he runs into the channel, don't try and chase him. You're too slow. Just cut him off at the pass. Run towards the near post. First 5 minutes, he spun into the left channel, Henri. Our whole back four run towards the near post, didn't even look at him. And everyone looked around and Thierry's got the ball and looked. So he was incredible. You couldn't stop him, could you?
Amazing player, wasn't he? Amazing. What a football he was,
Harry, absolutely loved
you,
it.
Joe.
Always a pleasure.
I love you, Joe, and it's great talking to you. Sport Pods.